What happened actually, I went to a coffee at a friend's place and I found out that there was a job going as a darkroom technician in the X-ray department. And my friend's father, he was the superintendent radiographer there, so he asked me to come along and for an interview. And I went along and I got the job actually, so it was quite as easy as that, and a lot more difficult than what it is today to get a job actually, because I think now you need CVs and all that type of thing. And you have to go online, computers, and it's, I think it's a lot more, I just think it's harder really, you know, to get jobs these days than what it was then. I mean, mind you, I was a lot younger then, so that probably made a difference. Basically, I was processing X-ray films, and what you had to do, you had to turn the light off in there, and you had this thing called a hopper, which you opened up. You had different size X-ray films in. You took the X-ray films out according to the cassettes that came down, and these two belts, which were either side of you, and they came in quite quickly, so you had to be quite quick, you know, and get on with these things, because you had radiographers waiting outside to look at the X-rays. Then you took the X-rays out of these cassettes that came down. You had to stamp the name on the film, and then take the film out, put it through the machine, and then the radiographer would look at the X-ray at the other side. Then what you do actually, what I remember now, you with the hopper open in the dark, of course, you had to replace that film and put it back in the cassette and then send it back, I think, from what I can remember. I think I'm not quite sure about that because it was such a long time ago, but everything was done in the dark, fairly quick process. And when you had burying meals, they came down really fast, so you had to really, you know, get the things through as quickly as possible. It was speed, really, that was the essence, you know, really, in those days. A lot of the time, because people wanted the results quickly at the other end, the radiographers. I mean, I can tell you a funny incident. I was I forgot to turn the light off once. I had the hopper open, which has got all the X-ray film. And if you leave the hopper open, all the films get fogged, which they called fogged in those days, so they're ruined. But luckily, I shut the hopper as quickly as I could, and actually I got away with it. I stood it just in time. So I mean, if they'd found out that all the X-ray films had been ruined, I think I would have been in a lot more trouble at the time. But I got away with that one. I can remember we used to get monthly pay, and I think it was roughly about £40 a month. So, but don't forget, the cost of living was different in those days. But it still wasn't a vast amount of money compared to what other places were getting. Mm-hmm. But it was manageable. It wasn't what I call brilliant pay. You know? That was about 1972. We had to wear these white jackets or white coats or something, I think. That's what I can remember. Chemicals, I think we had gloves on, I think rubber gloves and things. So we had to change what they call the developer and the fixer. You had these two things, you had to dip. We used to do the X-rays with those. You had these developer and fixer chemicals. We had these little tiny X-ray films that she used to get on these clips, take them in and then undo them and then dip them in these dip them in the developer first and then the fixer to fix the image. And then that was okay. And then they were hung up, I think, as far as I remember. But that was all done in the dark, of course. Everything was actually, you know, darkness you were working in. So you had to be pretty precise. It was roughly about 8 o'clock or something like that, till about 5 o'clock at night, something like that. We used to have lunch on site, because originally the restaurants used to be on the sixth floor at the Cleary 2. And there used to be two restaurants either side, and you could either choose which one, and the kitchens were in the middle. But the problem was the maternity department was downstairs, and there was water and stuff from the kitchens dripping into the maternity department. So eventually they decided that, well, it was no good having the kitchens up there. We'd move them further out away from the main medical part of the hospital. So that was all. I mean, it was all quite strange in those days. I think it was trial and error sometimes. I met somebody who used to come up and deliver chemicals. He worked in the supplies department downstairs, and he was saying that there was a vacancy coming up at the supplies department if you want to get out of the X-ray department. So I said, yes, I just like a break from this. And and I decided to go for an interview there, and I got the job downstairs. So, I mean, it was virtually walking from one job straight into another in the hospital. I mean, as I say, these days it's not that sort of process. Different process altogether now, you know.